I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. How do you experience the Spirit of God? What is it like for you to walk with Him? What might it mean to be in the presence of the Lord? Perhaps a story from Scripture comes to mind. Adam and Eve walking with God in the cool of the afternoon, or the cloud of smoke filling the tabernacle. Maybe you think of the stories of angels showing up, or when Jesus was transfigured on Mount Tabor. In those stories, the presence of God is overwhelming. Everyone falls on their face in fear and trembling and worship. What is it like for you to experience the presence of the Holy Spirit? Is it something you notice? Is it something you seek after, like trying to find your way into the path of an oncoming river? Or do you even give it a second thought? For many of us, the manifest presence of God and the movement of the Holy Spirit are abstract concepts. We might know something about them, but we might not know them experientially. Perhaps it feels a little too supernatural for some of us, a little too unpredictable. Do we really need to lean into an idea that feels so unstable? For the Apostle Paul, the presence of God and the movement of the Holy Spirit were not abstract ideas. They were a concrete reality, foundational to his ministry. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul describes his ministry to them. Chapter 2 opens with him saying, "And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." If we were to ask Paul whether or not we really need the movement of the Holy Spirit and the presence of God, I'm not sure the question would even make sense to him. What do you have apart from the Spirit of God? Your own strength? The reservoir of human wisdom? Particular gifts in communication or charisma or persuasion? These are not enough. A kingdom built on charisma will not last. Whether we recognize it or not, we are totally reliant upon the Holy Spirit. Paul seemed acutely aware of this. "I endeavor to know nothing among you but Christ crucified, to demonstrate the power of the Spirit." Listen to verses 11 and 12. "For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God." Who can know the mind of God? Only the Spirit. Therefore, it must be the presence of this Spirit that moves and enlivens us. It must be the power of this Spirit that motivates and enables us. We have received the Spirit of God so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. The thread of God's presence is running through your life, from the momentous decisions and critical moments to the mundane and everyday tasks. Find this thread. Bring it into focus. Come to rely upon the person of the Holy Spirit. The things of God are freely given. They aren't just for someone else. They are for you. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.